on, and I'll get your names afterwards. I can't search for the outlets. I went in to, I had a Shabbos Riz in Lakewood, grandson, and I was supposed to come back last night. And as you probably know, things don't work so smoothly on airlines these days. And there's a big, big thunderstorm in New Jersey Sunday afternoon. They shut down Newark Airport. Shut down the airport. They canceled. There were hundreds of flights that were delayed and canceled. So we had to wait in the airport for about 7 hours to get our connecting flight to Cincinnati. And the connecting flight to Cincinnati, really, we missed the flight in Cincinnati to Los Angeles. So we arrived in Cincinnati about 3 o'clock in the morning. They gave us a hotel room for 2 hours. I got 2 hours of sleep last night. A little bit of sleep on the plane this morning. So, Baruch Hashem, we're back. And we're able to start. Does everyone have the booklets? I hope they made enough copies. If they didn't, we'll make more copies. And let me pass out one more sheet. Sheets that I take with me on the plane. You got the Mary McLeanness this morning. I called in from the airport last night for a very while. I'll do what I'll be doing. I'll be giving out sheets of Mary McLeanness every morning. And we have some of the basics volume on Yevonis. We'll be focusing mostly on the sugyos of Gaius and Yevonis. And then anything extra that we need, like this is a rash bone from later on in Yevonis, so we'll Xerox. But I tried to put together a booklet that has the basic Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch, Rambam, Tur, Beis Yosef, and so that should cover most of the Maariv claims that we'll be doing should be in this booklet. We'll be doing the sugyas of Geirus, and fascinating sugyas, very, very much in the news recently, and we'll be getting into a little later on into Shavuos Teshuvos also, Moshe, the Achiezer, and so on. And we have to do. We have to work on the Gemaras first. We paskin that Geirus needs three things, four things. That Geirus needs Kabbalas Mitzvahs, that's the essence of Geirus, Mila and Tvila, and also Hatzah's Donim, a carbon. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a carbon that the Geir had to bring. Obviously, there's no carbon, but we'll talk about that at another time. But that's the way we pass in La'alocha. But as you've seen in the Gemara, there's really a machlokes tanoim as to what is the ma'aseh geirus, what is necessary for geirus. So quickly, I just want to go through the Gemara, and then we'll discuss some of the hesberim in the machlokes. So Gemara says that Rabbi Lotto holds ger shemol v'lo toval hareza ger. Because Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, the men did Mila, but without Tefila. Rashi explains, right? So in Mitzrayim they did Bris Mila by the time when they were supposed to bring Korban Pesach, so they had to do Bris Mila. And the Rashi says, with that bris mila, yotzu michlal b'nei noyach, l'kabel atayu l'kabel p'nei ashkina. First of all, it seems from Rashi, on the side issue, the whole shiloh of the parsha is drachim. What was the status of the others? Did they have the status of b'nei noyach, or did they already have some kind of status of Yisrael? Rashi seems to say that they had the status of b'nei noyach, and with the mila that they did in Mitzrayim, Rabbi Loza holds, That was a ma'isa geirus. They were mekabel toirut. You know, they didn't have targeting mitzvahs at that time. All they had a few mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of, besides the mitzvah of mila that they had from Avram, they also had the mitzvahs that were given, the relating to Korban Pesach. But that was already a kabbalah, seems there was a mila for a kabbalah satoiru, the kabbal p'nei yashrim. So Rabbi Loza holds that mila without tila is a gevus, because we find Avul Seinu Mitzrayim, that's what they did. Tov Avuloi Mol, Rabbi Yeshua Eimer Hareza Ger, Shekem Atzino Bimol, Shetov Bavuloi Mol. Yeshua says that Tvila without Mila is a gevus, because the Imahos meaning, Rashi says, Nishreitseyim, Shetov Lu, Kim Forish Lekamon, Dim Lotov Lu, Amen Nichnasu Tachas Kafe Yashkina, the women in Mitzrayim, that's the Imahos over here, it's not referring to the Dalad Imahos, it's referring to the women in Mitzrayim, right? So how were they nichnas tachas kankei ashrina? It must be, the Gemara says, a svara, that they did tefila. So tefila is enough. Tefila is enough by a woman, right? What about by a man? So Rabbi Yeshua says, we can learn from the women to the men as well, that by a man, if he just did tefila, so that's going to be a ma'isa ger. So tovo v'lomol is considered to be a ger, right? If a chachomi ma'im in tovo v'lomol, mol v'lo tovo eino ger, at sheyimol v'yitzvon. Chachomi is a third shita. Chachomi hold that you need milo u'tfilo, right? And without milo u'tfilo, at sheyimol v'yitzvon, eino ger. So the Gemara, so we have three shitas of tanoim. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to explain that there are three different shitas. Even though Rabbi Loza is talking about mo v'lo tovo, Yeshua is talking about toval v'lo mo, and the Chachamim argue on both of them and say that you need milo tefila. And Gemara says later on that we paskin like the Chachamim, right? That you need milo tefila. Right? Milo v'lo tefila is not a geirus. We'll see later on whether something is chal with milo v'lo tefila. Milo v'lo tefila, nothing at all, right? Or is there some kind of chalais, a mixas geirus, something, is something chal? And what exactly, if something is chal, what exactly is that chalais as a result of the milo v'lo tefila? Are there any nafkaminis for halacha just with milo v'lo tefila? But we're going to focus mostly today on Rebbe Loza and Rebbe Yeshua, because that's the first part of the sugya. So Gemara asks the kasha, Rabbi Yeshua Nelav Meyavois for Mila Beloy Tvila, Viraloza Nelav Meyimohois, right? That Tvila Belo Mila, the Chitema Ein Doni Mefsha Mishiyasha, that in Rabbi Yeshua, you can't learn out that Tvila should work by the men because it works by the women, right? Because Ein Doni Mefsha Mishiyasha, right? By men, it's Efsha that they do Mila as well. By the women, they only have Tvila, they don't have Mila at all. So maybe you can't ein doni mefsha misha iefsha, and therefore we cannot learn from the imahos, according to we can't learn from the imahos. So v'atanya rabbi lozo imen minayin lepesach derish einbo ela minachulin nema pesach b'mitzayim nema pesach b'doyris ma pesach omer mitzayim einbo ela minachulin a pesach omer b'doyris einbo ela minachulin. Right, pesach mitzayim. The Zainal Boel Minachulim, because they didn't have Maisa Sheni at that time in Mitzrayim, right? And we learn now from Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Doiris that the Korban Pesach has to come in Achul. You can't bring it from Mois Maisa Sheni. So Rabbi Lezer says that you learn now Pesach Doiris from Pesach Mitzrayim. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Chidoni Mefshe Mishii Yefshe. Right? In Mitzrayim it was impossible to bring from Maisa Sheni. They only had Chulin. There was no Maisa Sheni. With Dairis, it's possible there was Maisa Sheni. So and the Rabbi Akiva held Ein Donim Efsha Nish Iyasha Malay Apapish Iyasha Raya Gedaila Hivanulin. So Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar answers that you can learn under certain circumstances. See, the Ritva talks about it, that under certain circumstances, donim efsha mishi efsha. Right? And therefore, we learn now from Pesach Mitzrayim, where it was the efsha to bring from Ma'itze Sheni, we learn the Pesach Deiritz that you cannot bring Pesach from Ma'itze Sheni. So the Gemara wants to establish this principle that under certain circumstances, Rabbi Elazar himself holds that donim efsha, Efsha Misha'i Efsha. So therefore, why can't we learn out Tvila by men from Tvila by women? So the Gemara Taket says, Ela b'tova v'lomol kuliyama lo plige de mehane. Ki plige b'mol v'loi tova. Everyone agrees that tova v'lomol, we can learn out from the gerus of women was with Tvila, so you can extrapolate to the gerus of men that Tvila alone is sufficient. And there's no machloikis about that. Even Rabbi Elazar would agree to that. Right? What's the machloikis Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva? And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua? Mol v'loi tova. Rabbi Elazar yaliv me ovis. Rabbi Elazar says by the ovis there was only Mila. So we see that Mila alone works for Geirus. So Rabbi Yeshua, v'ovis nami tefila hava. And Rabbi Yeshua said, no, by the ovis in Mitzrayim there was tefila as well. There was Mila and Tvila, and therefore you can't learn out that Mila alone, the Mila alone should work. Right? So where was that Tvila? Right? So maybe we'll learn out from before Matan Torah they had to do Kibbutz Regadim, and the Gemara wants to learn that. And the Mokum Sheton Kibbutz Ton Tvila. Right, so the kal v'chaime, because the mokum she'ain ton kibbutz ton tefila, the mokum she'ton kibbutz certainly ton tefila, because the Gemara thought in the Havamina that the kibbutz, the purpose of the kibbutz was for tuma, right? It was for tuma. So if you have to be mechabis the begodim, there are certain types of tumis that you have to be mechabis the begodim. So kal v'chaime that you need a tefila as well for the tuma. So there was a tumma there. There weren't Yisraelim. There was not the tumas meis, but a tumma vakum, a certain tumma of being an akum. They had to remove that tumma, and from there we learn out that there's tvila, that there was tvila in the geirus. The Gemara says no raya's in there. The dilma nikius bialma. The reason why they washed the clothes by matan Torah was nikius, simply that you have clean clothes there. They're about to be makabel Torah at Har Sinai. So they have to dress nicely with clean clothes. So you can't have nothing to do with a halachic requirement in terms of tumah. So in Mimela there's no raya from there that there was tefillah. So how do we know? How does Rabbi Yeshua know? The ovis nami tefillah hava. So the Gemara says, "Ela mihochav yikach Moshe Adam veYizak al ha'am ugemira de'ena zol b'lo tefila." Moshe took the dam of the korbanis that they brought at Har Sinai, and he was zayrik the dam on Klal Yisrael. That was a hazor sadam. They're not a hazor meiporat duma, right? But a hazor of the dam of the korbanis. And we have a mesayra gemira that ain hazor b'lo tefila, that before. That before you ever do hazor, there's also a tefila. Tosfos talks about varichus. Tosfos talks about the hazor of mei para aduma, that there was a tefila before the hazor of mei para aduma. Over here, this was not para aduma. This was the hazor of adam of the korbanis, but it was also had a din of hazor. The ein hazor of olay tefila. So mimela, we know that by Har Sinai, right, which was the geirus of Klal Yisrael, the whole source. The whole mocker of Geirus, of the Dine Geirus, comes from Matan Torah, because apparently Klal Yisrael went through a procedure, a process of Geirus by Matan Torah. So we see that there was a tefila by Matan Torah, right? There was a tefila. So Melo Rabbi Yeshua says you can't learn out from the Ovis that Mol v'Loi Toval is going to be sufficient for Geirus, because by the Ovis there was a tefila as well. We learn now that Tova v'lomol is going to work. That's l'kuleyam, because by the imohos there was only tefila. We can extrapolate from the imohos to the ovis. But Mol V'loi Toval, Rebbe Lezer says that Mol V'loi Toval, that's a good Geirus, because we see by the Ovis in Mitzrayim, all they did was Mila. We'll see what the Machlekes is between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua. But Rebbe Yeshua says, you can't learn out Mol V'loi Toval, because by the Ovis there was also a Tefillah, right? So therefore, Mila alone is not sufficient for the Geirus. So then the Gemara asked the Kasha, Rabbi Yeshua Tefillah v'imohos minolon svaruhu. How do we know that Tefillah, there was Tefillah by the imohos? Right? Svaruhu. Gemara says svaruhu. Dimkein v'amen nichnasu tachas kanfei ashkina. Must have been a Tefillah. There must have been a svaruhu. Has a koyach d'iraisa. Right? Must have been a Tefillah. Because otherwise, how would they nichnas tachas kanfei ashkina? Right? So therefore, there must have been Tefillah by imohos. If there was Tefillah by Imahos, right, so then everyone agrees we can extrapolate from the Tefillah by Imahos to the, that Tefillah works by the Avos alone, to the Geirus, and the Machlokes between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua is Mol V'loi Toval. Right? Rebbe Lezer holds Mol V'loi Toval is a Geirus, and Rebbe Yeshua holds Mol V'loi Toval is not a Geirus, because you can't bring from the source of Har Sinai that Mila, that the Geirus of that original Geirus of Klal Yisrael, you can't say that was Mila below Tefillah, because there was a Tefillah by Har Sinai. And Chachomim disagree with both of them. The Chachomim hold Eino Geir Achiyimol VeYitvo, right? That you have you need Mila and Tefillah according to Chachamim. But before we get to the Chachamim, let's try to explain what the Machlokes is between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua. So there are a number of different explanations that the Rishonim give. First of all, Tosfos in Divya Maskev Rebbe Yeshua, Tefillah b'imohos minolei. So Tosfos asks the obvious question, why did the Gemara ask, according to Rabbi Yeshua, how do we know Tefillah by Imos? And the Gemara answers, it's a Svara, right? After all, Rabbi Yeshua holds Ein Hazor B'lei Tefillah. When Moshe Rabbeinu did the Hazor of the Dam L'chayri, he did it on all of Klal Yisrael. If you had to do Tefillah before the Hazor, so the Imos also had to do Tefillah. So why did Rabbi Yeshua have to say that it's a Svara? In the imkem b'amen nichtesu tachas kantei hashchina. So Tosfos answers two answers. Afagav the islei dein hazor b'lei tefillah shema hanoshim lo hoyu bichlal oisa hazor. So one teretz is that maybe the women, there was no hazor sadam on the women, so we can't prove tefillah from the hazor, right? That the Tosfos Yeshonim explains a little bit more why shouldn't there be hazor on the women. I mean, after all, if this was a process of geirus, of being mekabel toirat, and not nichnas tachas kantei ashkina, why not by the women? So Tosfos Yeshonim explains, because it says vayizrak Moshe adam al ha'om, and am lo ikri noshim, that noshim do not have a status of am, right? They don't have the title, they don't have the chalitz of Am. We find that possibly in other places as well, and therefore you can't learn from Ein Hazor B'loi Tefillah that there was Tefillah by Noshim. So that's why the Gemara had to say it's a Svara. Then Tosfos says a second teret. Tosfos says that Inami Mishum Rebbe Lezer Itzrich Hai Taimo the Masik Mishum Diunami Moide the Tefillah Lechut Saki Normally Yav the Tovah Lo Mol Kuli Amal Oplige. The less lay the ain hazor b'loy tefillah. Rabbi Tosfos says, Rabbi Lezer, this Gemara, even though Gemara mentions Rabbi Yeshua, it's because Rabbi Yeshua was the one who spoke about Toval v'lomor, but really this Gemara is asking on Rabbi Lezer. How does Rabbi Lezer know that there was tefillah? Because he doesn't hold for ain hazor b'loy tefillah. Rabbi Lezer does not hold from that principle, right? Rabbi Yeshua holds from that. But he doesn't hold from that halacha, Ein Hazor B'lo Tefillah. And therefore, Rebbe Lezer could not have learned out Tefillah by Har Sinai. That's why Rebbe Lezer held, Mol V'loi Toval is a Geirus. Because he held that there was no Tefillah by the men by Har Sinai. because he doesn't hold from the principle of Ein Hazor V'lo Tefillah. So then the Gemara asks, so how does he know that there was Tefillah by the women? Where do we see that there was Tefillah by the women? So the Gemara says, Svarahu, because they had to have that, there had to be a Maise of Gerus, and must have been Tefillah, because it couldn't be Mila by the women. So Tosfos says that, so Tosfos really over here is explaining one Hesber, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Reb Elezer and Reb Yehoshua. Right? Reb Elezer, Tosfos says, Reb Elezer did not hold Ein Hazor V'lo Tefillah, and Reb Yehoshua holds Ein Hazor V'lo Tefillah. Therefore, according to Reb Yehoshua, since we know that there was a Tefillah by the men by Har Sinai, so you can't learn out from there Mol V'lo Tov Al Izagerus. Whereas according to Reb Elezer, there was no Tefillah by the, we don't have a marker that there was Tefillah by the men. So what was their Gerus? Their Gerus was Mila alone. By the women, there was Tefillah. But Rebbe Loza held that since we don't have a marker that there was Tefillah by the men, so therefore we could learn out from the others that Mol V'Leitoval is considered to be a Gerus. So that's the way Tosfos is Masvi, the Machlokes of Elozar and Reb Yehoshua. However, there's another, a few other pshatim in the Machlokes. The Tosfos Yeshonim quotes a Rabbeinu Nesanel. The Rabbeinu Nesanel says that the Reb Elozar, let's just read this inside in Ois Beis. O Perish Rabbeinu Nesanel. He's coming to answer actually Akasha on that Tosfos asks on Rabbi Akiva, but we're going to leave that for a moment. What he answers on Rabbi Akiva, and he explains what the Machlokes is. Devadi Rabbi Akiva poli galayhu v'komiflige v'ger shevoli iskay b'zman hazed v'avolez v'sofa the heve ger sherek she'ochlu b'pesach avoseinu adayin lo tovlu v'komokom nafku mitayra sorim b'da'ochlu b'pesach in kemol v'loy toval. Rabbeinu Nesanel says that the mocker of the Gerus over here is in Mitzrayim itself, by Korban Pesach, because Rabbi Elazar says in Mitzrayim they only did Milo without Tefila. And they were allowed to eat Korban Pesach. The halacha is kol orel lo yechal bo, and orel is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. That lav was given in Mitzrayim, and we don't find tefillah in Mitzrayim. So there was only milah, and they were allowed to eat Korban Pesach, even though they weren't tefillah yet. And yet they were yotzei mitayras orel. They didn't have the status of orel. Since they were able to eat Korban Pesach just based on the Milo alone. So Rebbe Elezer learned from that that must be that Milo was sufficient for the Gerus. Milo was enough for the Gerus, because had Milo not been sufficient for the Gerus, so how could they eat Korban Pesach? And Rebbe Yeshua held that no, Milo was not sufficient for the Gerus. You need, because we see later on that they did Fila by Matan Torah. Right, so Mol V'Loy Tovol is not a Ger, right? It's not a Ger. So how could they eat Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if there was no Tefillah yet, and Mila alone is not sufficient for the Gerus? But in other words, Rabbi Elazar learned from Mitzrayim, from Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, all the men did was Mila, so therefore must be that Mila is sufficient for Gerus. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's not sufficient for Gerus, because we know that they did Tefillah later on by Matan Torah. That was the Gerus. So in Mitzrayim, what happened then? What happened then in Mitzrayim that they were able to eat the Korban Pesach? So Tosfos Yeshonim later on, all of these Tosfos Yeshonim are connected to each other. Tosfos Yeshonim later on explains that that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Ovis, even though they weren't Tevel in Mitzrayim until Matan Torah, but since they did Mila in Mitzrayim, that was sufficient for Korban Pesach. Let's just read that line in the Tosfos Yeshonim. He says, this is the Tosfos Yeshonim Rabbi Yeshua Tfila Bimos Minole. Right? Let's read the whole Tosfos Yeshoni because it deals with the kasha that Tosfos asked as well. Tema Lema Mariyizak Moishas Adam Alo Omu Gemira Dein Azor Bale Tfila Noshim Bichlal. So we should learn now that what do you need a svara that there was tefila by women? Let's learn it from Ein Hazor Bale Tfila. That's the first teretz in Tosfos. There was no hazor on the women. That the Gemara is referring over here to Achilas Korban Pesach. Right? How do we know that the women, how were the women able to eat Korban Pesach? The men were able to eat Korban Pesach because they did Mila in Mitzrayim. Women didn't have milah, so how were they able to eat Korban Pesach? They also had a status of other. Because arelus is not dafka and arelus baguf when someone has a bris milah. When you have a milah with an orla, right? There's a din orel on anyone who doesn't have a status of Yisrael, or at least a partial status of Yisrael. So the women, if they didn't have any kind of gerus in Mitzrayim, how could they eat Korban Pesach? Because they would have a status of arelus, of kol goyim arelim. And so they wouldn't be allowed to eat Korban Pesach, but we assume that they did eat Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says it must be that even if you hold that there was tefillah later on by Matan Torah, but how were the women able to eat Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim? Must be that there was tefillah. Svarahu. Otherwise, how were they nichnas tachas kante ashchina? Not for completion of the gerus, but at least that there should be a partial chalois that they no longer have the status of arelim, so that they could eat Korban Pesach. So it's a svara that they must have been toivel. They must have been toivel in Mitzrayim, right? Since that's what he says. Kevin the Gemara for Shaychem Bahu Mila Mehecha Nafku Mitayim Asorim. How did they lose their status of arelim so that they could eat Korban Pesach? So the Gemara says svara who they must have been toivel, right? So the Tosfos Yeshonim, based on Rabbeinu Nathanael, says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, what happened in Mitzrayim, they did Mila. There was no tefillah, so there was no complete gerus. No gerus, because mila alone is not a gerus, because we see that there was a tefillah later on. So what happened in Mitzrayim? How were they able to eat Korban Pesach according to Rabbi Yeshua? Right, because they did mila. Mila was sufficient to take off the Shem Oriel. But they weren't Yehudim Gemurim Ad Shetavlo. In other words, there was some kind of a chalois in terms of the removing the Shem Orel. So there was no issa of Kol Orel LeYoychal Bo on the Korban Pesach. So for the Noshim in Mitzrayim, they did tefillah that took off their Shem Orel. For the Anoshim, for the men, the Mila alone took off the Shem Orel. But it was not a gerus. Not a gave. So what's the machlokes for Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua according to Tosfos Yeshonim? Right? Rabbi Elazar held that since they did Mila Mitzrayim for Korban Pesach, must be that the Mila alone is a complete gerus. Whereas according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Mila Mitzrayim was not a complete gerus. They were not Yehudim Gemurim. The Mila, what did the Mila Mitzrayim accomplish? What did it accomplish? To take off the Shem Orvel that they were able to eat in Korban Pesach. And that's the first step in the process of gerus, removing the Shem Orvel. But it's not necessarily the completion of the gerus. Yeah, one second. So that's how, according to Rabbi Yeshua, they were allowed to eat. They were allowed to eat Korban Pesach because they didn't have a Shem Orel. But according to Rabbi Lezer, that's not enough for them to allow them to eat Korban Pesach. It had to be a Geirus. They had to have a status of Yisrael already, right? So what's that machlokes? What's that machlokes? So I think perhaps that machlokes is in terms of Korban Pesach, when the Torah says Kol Orel Lo Yochal Bo, right? What is the Torah saying? According to Rabbi Lezer, what's the Torah saying? You can't have a status, any kind of a status of Orel, any kind of a status of Orel. So, and we know in Orel, there's a status of Orel in terms of the guf, where there's a physical Orla, but there's also a status of Orel of Kol Goyim Arelin, right? A Goy has a status of an Orel. The Gemara says, later on in Yevamis, in the Dorim, the person is Noida Min Ha'arelin. The person takes a neder, not to have any Hanoah from Arelin. So then, even a Goy who is Mohul, he's not allowed to have any Hanoah from a Goyim Mohul. Why? Because Kol Goyim Arelin. As long as they have a status of a goy, they're called an orel. They have a status of a so Rebbe Lezer held that when the Torah says kol orel yochal bo by korban pesach, it has to be that he loses every aspect of being an orel. Physically, he's not an orel, right? Through brit milah, and also he doesn't have the status of kol goyim arelim. So therefore, he learned from Mitzrayim. The others in Mitzrayim only did brit milah. Mimela must be that there was a geirus. They no longer had the status of goyim, right? And therefore, mol v'loy taval is considered to be a geirus. Mashen came according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, according to Pesach, no, all you need is a removal of the Shem Orel, even though they don't get a status of Yisrael. They're not Yehudim Gemurim. It's an interesting lashon. They're not Yehudim Gemurim, he said. Something was chal in the process of Geirus. They no longer have the status of an Orel, right? Because they did Brit Milah, even though they're still goyim. So that's why they were allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Right? So that's Lichayr the Machlokes according to the Tosfos Yeshayahu. So Machlokes really in terms of Korban Pesach, what happened in Mitzrayim to allow them to eat Korban Pesach? According to Rebbe Lezer, they had to become Yisraelim. They had to lose every aspect of the status of Arelim, of Kol Goyim Arelim. So therefore, it must be that Mila alone is sufficient for Geirus. Whereas according to Rabbi Yeshua, they were able to eat Korban Pesach because they were no longer arnofku mitayras orel kidei lechol pesach, just by doing mila alone. Afalgav shelohayu yehudim gemurim. What does it mean they weren't yehudim gemurim? The geirus was not complete, right? It was not complete because mobile leitohol is not. But something was chal. What was chal? The first step of the geirus is to remove the shem orel. To remove that Shem Orel, even though they might still be considered to be Arelim in terms of Gavra, that the Gavra is an Orel because he's not yet a Yisrael, but he's not an Orel in the sense that he doesn't have the Orel. That's what's necessary by Korban Pesach according to Rabbi Yeshua. So that's their Machlokes. But then according to this, you don't have to say that Rabbi Lezer disagrees with the halacha of Ein Hazor B'Lei Tefillah. He agrees that there was an Ein Hazor B'Lei Tefillah. That was later on by Matan Torah, that Ein Hazor B'Lei Tefillah. But we're concerned now in Mitzrayim. How were they able to eat Korban Pesach? Right? So it must be, Rabbi Lezer says, that the Mila alone was sufficient to create a status of Geirus. Right? That's the Machlokes L'Chayra according to the Tosfos Yeshayahu, according to Rabbeinu Nesanel in Tosfos Yeshayahu. I'll take a question.
So we're saying for Nashim, I'll learn to eat Korban Pesach, then they need tefillah in Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
So then what is the tefillah by Kosh HaTorah? What was the difference?
The, uh, the tefillah by Kabbalah, you mean the Noshim also had a tefillah by Kabbalah Satayma? I'm not sure you have to say that they had.
That's where Rabbi Yeshua learns tefillah by men from. That's why we don't have all the more words. Because by Noshim, the word for Noshim, by Matan Torah.
Well, no, he learns, but since by Matan Torah, there was a tefillah on the men, because Ein Hazor B'lei Tefillah, so therefore, you don't learn out Mol V'lei Tova. Now, Tova V'lo Mol, everyone agrees, because there was tefillah by women. Where was that tefillah by women? Going to Ravena Nesanel, it could have been that tefillah was in Mitzrayim. The men had to do Bris Milah. Right, and by the women they had to do tefillah. Once we see that tefillah works by women, and that was their geirus, because they don't have an orla, right? So the only in order to remove their shem orel, according to Rabbeinu Sanal, had to be the shem orel in terms of the kol goyim arelim, because they don't have any other aspect of orla. So apparently by women that's what was necessary. Just to do tefillah. Once we see by women that tefillah works, right? Even according to Rabbi Nassan, the tefillah Mitzrayim was the gerus for the women. So I don't know if they had.
They would have to say that they had another tefillah by.
Maybe not. Yes.
Is Rabbi saying that according to Rabbi Yeshua, he doesn't disagree that he agrees that Kol Yisrael Reim, that he doesn't matter, he's enough to pass that. Why doesn't hold whether the difference between Mr. Gerrit that we're talking about, and whether there is such a concept that you can be Mal Hashem Korban Pesach, not Mal Hashem being a complete Jew?
Rabbeinu Nesanel is saying that according to Rabbi Lezer, the Milo was a complete Gerus. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, you see that it took off the Shem Orel, and he says, but they weren't Yehudim Gemurim. So from that Loshin, it's Mashma. The fact that he says they weren't Yehudim Gemurim, it's Mashma that he's saying that removal of the Shem Orel itself is a step in the Gerus, right? Something was Chal.
Kol
Goyim Arelim, not for Korban Pesach. No, not in the Din of Korban. Yeah, sure. I don't think he would disagree with that. Yeah, because that seems to be a Stam Gemara. That Kol Goyim Arelim, it's a Pasuk. Right? But yeah, just as far as Korban Pesach. Now there is. Yeah.
Don't we have a separate meal for Goyim?
A what?
Don't we have a separate meal for Goyim, not even Korban Pesach?
Depends what the called ben neichol yoichalbon means. It might mean a mumur. The Chazal Darshan is referring to a mumur, to a mishum, to a mumur. So it could be that there is no separate posuk for a goy that he can't be
called.
That's
from here.
That's one from kol arvei lo yechal. We'll see. I mean, Rabbi Akiva has another pasuk that Tosha talks about. Tosha v'sochi lo yechalvo. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezer doesn't darshan that pasuk. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua don't darshan that. That's Rabbi Akiva. Tosha v'sochi lo yechalvo. There are two other possible explanations in why Rabbi Lezer disagrees with Rabbi Shua and he holds mol v'lo tovav is a gerus. One explanation is given by another Tosfos Yeshanim here, that the Tosfos Yeshanim says that Vayizroik Vayikach Moshe Sadam Vayizroik Al Ha'on. So Yeshua says there was a hazor on the people. The Ein, right? Ein hazor v'lo tefillah. How does Rebbe Lezer learn that? He learns it totally differently. It's not referring to hazor at all on the people. Was it referring to? He learns it like the Targum. Which Targum is that? I think it's Targum Unkelus. Yeah. The Zorak al Madvecho lechapora al Amo. Vayizrak alon doesn't mean he sprinkled the dam on the people. He sprinkled the dam on the Mizbeach for Chapora on the people. That's the Hartsoas Domim that's required by Gerus as well. That's where we learn it from. There's a korban by gerus, and you have to be makriv. A ger has to be makriv that korban. So over here, there was a korban that was brought for all of Klal Yisrael, because it was a gerus of the tzibur. It wasn't a gerus of yechidim. The gerus of the tzibur, and he sprinkled it on the mizbeach lechapora al ha'om. So that's how Rebbe Lezer explains the pasuk. So he doesn't have, there was no hazor al ha'om at all. So therefore, there were, you can't say ein hazor v'loy tzvila, because it was the vayizrak al ha'om refers to zrika sadam al hamizbeach. Right, so that's the Tosfos Yeshanim says you don't have to say that according to Rabbein on the Sadel, because Rabbein on the Sadel learns that everything here is focused on Mitzrayim, on Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. But according to this Pshat in Tosfos Yeshanim, the Machlokes Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shua is how to learn Shadon by Yizrok Sadam al Ha'om. Does it mean on Ein Azor B'lei Tvila, or does it mean there was a Zrika Sadam on the Mizbeach? So therefore we don't find Hazor on the people, Mimela, you don't see that there was Tvila, based on Ein Hazor B'lei Tvila. So therefore Rebbe Lezer says Mila alone is sufficient for the Gerut. How do you know by the women, how would they Nichnas L'Gerut? That's a Svara, because they had no other way to no other Maisa Geiris, so Svarahu, that the women had to undergo Tvil. There's a fourth pshat, the Ritva. The Ritva has a very interesting pshat. He says, anybody see the Ritva? See how the Ritva has pshat? When this parsha is at the end of Mishpatim, when the Torah talks to that, when it says, Vayikach Moshe Sadam, Vayizrok al ha'om, it's the end of Parshas Mishpatim, right? So there's a machleket. The Ritva says it's a machleket tanoim. When we learn chumish, we know that it's a machleket between whom and whom in chumish. Well, Rashi and the Ramban. Or Ebenezer also. Yeah. Okay, it's known as the Machlokes Rashi and the Ramban. The Rashi says that ein mukta mucho v'teiva. So therefore, this parsha, which really is a parsha that contains Naseh v'Nishma, right? Naseh v'Nishma is the end of Mishpatim, not in Parshas Yisro. So Rashi learns it was before Matan Teiva, right? And that's where it's mentioned that Moshe was zorek the dam on the people, and the Ramban says no, there's a seder. We don't say Ein Mukta Mucha Bateira, so Parshas Mishpatim. This parsha came after Matan Teira. So the Ritva wants to say that this is really the Machlekes Tanoim between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. There was Hazor Sadam Alaon, the Ein Hazor B'Loi Tvila. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, this took place before Matan Teira. According to Rabbi Lezer, it took place after Matan Torah. Therefore, since according to Rabbi Yeshua, it took place before Matan Torah, so that was the process of Geirus, because the Matan Torah was the they were Mekabel Mitzvahs, they had Mila and they had Tvila. So then you can learn that the Tvila is part of the Geirus. So Mimela Mova Latoval is not a Geirus, whereas according to Rabbi Lezer, it took place after Matan Torah, and therefore you can't learn that it's part of the Geirus. It was after Matan Torah. We assume that the Geirus was completed at the time of Matan Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael the Aseret Hadibur. By that time, they had completed the Geirus. So the Tvila, the Hazor, and the Tvila that took place afterwards, that was not an essential part of the Geirus. Keren Ayra has a number of kashas on this. First of all, the Keren Ayra asks that the pashtus of the Gemara in the first parak in Yevomis is that this korban that they brought at the end of Mishpatim, the Gemara says that it was lifnei hadibur. Mala'oila, Gemara says, and mala'oila shekein yeshna lifnei hadibur. We find korban oila was brought lifnei hadibur, before the aseres hadibur. Right, it's referring to the korban oila that they brought at the time of Matan Torah. So it was before. So So that means, and that's a, in the end of Mishpatim, so the Kerenayra says the Pashtus is that that parasha is out of place, and really took place that the korbanos that they brought and the zrikas adam avraham were really before Matan Torah. That's one kasha he asks. The second kasha he asks is that according to the Ritva's pshat, Rebbe Lezer says that you can't, that this parsha, the end of Mishpatim, was after Matan Torah, and therefore you can't learn Tvila for Gerus from there. So then, how do you learn Hartzah's Don? How do you learn the Korban by Gerus? And the Gemara increases that test, says that you need, a Ger needs to bring a Korban. There's no machlokes about that. Everyone agrees that a Ger needs to bring a Korban. The only Shaila is that the Rishonim talk about is that Korban ma'akiv in the Gerus. Right? Bizman HaMikdash. It's certainly not Ma'akiv in the Geirus L'doyres. The Gemara asked the Kasha. Why isn't that Korban Ma'akiv in the Geirus? Just like Mila Tfila Kabbalah Mitzvah says Ma'akiv in the Geirus. Right? Why isn't the Korban Ma'akiv in the Geirus? The Gemara says, from what, the Gemara darshans it from what word? It says L'doroseichen. L'doroseichen. That you can have Geirus L'doroseichen for all generations. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, obviously there's no Korban. Right? So you see, the Korban is not Ma'akiv in the Gerus. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, we'll see whether the Korban is Ma'akiv in the Gerus at the time, during Zman Beis HaMikdash. And what exactly is the role of the Korban? Is it just Ma'akiv in Kochim? Legabi Kochim is Ma'akiv in marrying a Bat Yisrael. So what's the purpose of the Korban? But that's something separate. But he asks, if you're going to, the Keren Ayra asks, if you're going to say that the whole Parshas, that at the end of Mishpatim, took place after Matan Torah, and therefore we cannot learn Tefillah as part of the Gerus according to Rebbe Lezer. So then, how do we learn Korban as part of the Gerus? So that's the kasha of the kashas of the one more kasha the Keren Ayah. And why can't you learn Tefillah just because it took place after Matan Torah? Why can't you learn Tefillah as part of the Gerus? After all, in the Seder Gerus of a Ger, what's the Seder Gerus? Right? What's the Seder Gerus? Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, Mila, and then Tefillah. Like Rishonim, whether the Tefillah can be before the Mila, or the Mila Dafka has to be before the Tefillah. But there's Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, Mila, and Tefillah. Right? What was, by Har Sinai, what was Lichaira, what was the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs? Right? The Nasev and Nishman, then they heard the Aseret HaDibros, right? So why can't you have the Tefillah after Matan Torah be the Tefillah of Gerus? Why is it impossible to say that if it took place after Matan Torah, then it can't be the Tefillah of Gerus?
When did the Korban happen? What's required?
The Korban happened after the Gerus.
So that could also answer the second question, though.
That what?
You could just say that it's part of the Seder Gerus.
Yeah, but the Ritva is saying that anything that took place after Matan Torah, with the lesser held, can't be part of the Seder Gerus. So that's the premise of the Ritva. So why? So the Keren Ayra is asking, why not? Why can't you learn at the Tefillah? First of all, we see the Korban took place afterwards, right? And that's part of the Gerus. And the Tefillah took place after. Let that also be part of the Gerus. It could be to answer this third kasha that for some reason the Gerus of Matan Torah had to be that the Maisa Gerus took place before the Aseret HaDibros. That the Maisa Gerus, there had to be a Mila and there had to be a Tefillah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Aseret HaDibros. Even though that's the mocker of Gerus, but still, maybe in terms of the Seder, it was a little bit different. Okay, so that's as far as the Machlokes Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yehoshua. Let's discuss Rabbi Akiva. We're probably we won't have time really for the Ramban today with Shevet Levi. We'll discuss that tomorrow. But let's do the Tosfos of Kiplige B'mol V'loy Tovav. Kiplige B'mol V'loy Tovav Tema D'Lekamon B'Reisha Orom M'mayit Rabbi Akiva Ger Shemol V'loy Tovav MiPesach MiDichtiv Tosfos V'Sochir. So Rabbi Akiva learns that a ger shemol v'loy toval cannot bring a korban pesach based on the pasuk Taisha v'sochya lo yechal bo. So Taisha says, Hashta keman sova Rabbi Akiva. Ika Rabbi Yeshua lama likrov shita de leochel v'chesach de oiva kochavim gomorhu. Ika Rabbi Leza came to ger ma'al yehu ein svara lamata mipesach hidamashma hosa. So who does he hold like? If he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that if he holds like Rabbi Yeshua that Movel Leitovel is not a Geirus, that means he's a goy, right? He's a goy. So what do you need a special pasuk Toshu V'Socha Lo Yochal Bo for a goy? Taisus says, and if he holds like Rabbi Leza, Movel Leitovel is a Jew, so then why shouldn't he be able to eat from Karban Pesach? So Taisus answers Leolim for Rabbi Yeshua Svirolei V'Lam Mitaimei V'Yu Soved V'Oviz Nami Tzvi Lahava. Rabbi Akiva Sovim Midamai Teikro Bapesach Shema Mino De Enger Achiyimol Vagitfo. So he says, Taisus answers that Rabbi Akiva really holds like Rabbi Yeshua that Molvo Leitoval is not a Ger, right? And but for a different reason than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, why is Molvo Leitoval not a Ger? Because he learns out that there was tvila by Matan Torah Ein Hazor below tvila, so therefore Mila alone was not sufficient for the Geirus. And Rabbi Akiva learns it that Mol V'Loitovel is not a Geir based on what happened by Matan Torah, right? Maybe he holds that Yesh Hazor below tvila, right? It's not based on that Svar of Ein Hazor below tvila by Matan Torah, but rather it's a Geirus HaKosov. Taisha v'socha lo yechal bo is a gzeres hakoso that mol v'lo yitoval is not considered to be is not eino ger achiyim mol v'yitfo, and that's why he can't eat. That's why he can't eat from korban pesach. That's why he can't eat from korban pesach. Based on this pasuk. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, Taisha is saying, if I wouldn't have this pasuk, what would I think? I could have thought that mila alone is a gerus, like Rabbi Leza holds. Right, that Mila alone is a Geirus. Komash Molon, that from this pasuk, that Mol V'Loitoval is not a Geirus. Is not a. This pasuk tells me that Mol V'Loitoval is not a Geirus. And that's why he can't eat from Korban Pesach. Right? So the Rishua says, Mol V'Loitoval is not a Geirus because by the obvious, there was a tvila, there was mila, and there was also tvila. Ein azor v'lo tvila. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't bring a proof from there, right? Because maybe perhaps Rabbi Akiva holds that there's no klal of ein azor v'lo tvila. Or he holds like the Taisus Yeshonim that the pasuk is not referring to hazor. So how do I know that mol v'lo tovel is not a geirus? You learn this in this pasuk. The Taisus V'Socher lo yechal bo. He still remains a goy, and therefore he cannot eat from Korban Pesach. Right? So that's the way Taisus answers the kasha. The Taisus Yeshonim b'shem Rabbeinu Nisanel, right, goes back to the basic premise of Rabbeinu Nisanel. We skipped that part in the Taisus Yeshonim. Rabbi Akiva Sovar midochlu b'Pesach tovlu dilavochi hevi asurim bo kidem abinon mikro mol v'leitovel she'eno. This is going on Korban Pesach. There will be Rabbi Akiva held that he could hold Ein Azor V'Leitvila by Matan Torah, but by Korban Pesach we learn that Mol V'Leitoval cannot eat from Korban Pesach based on Toshu V'Socha Lo Yechal Bo. Right. So how did they eat Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim? So Rabbeinu Nisanel says, must be that they were also toivel in Mitzrayim. Must be. Just like later on he says, must be that the Noshim were toivel in Mitzrayim, so that they could eat Korban Pesach. So too Rabbeinu Nisanel says, according to Rabbi Akiva, that we learn Toshu V'Socha Lo Yoichal Bo by Korban Pesach, that Mol V'Loitoval cannot eat Korban Pesach. So therefore it must be that the men were also Toivel in Mitzrayim. So according to the Rabbeinu Nisanel, we have the Machloikis. There's a three-way Machloikis between Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Leza says in Mitzrayim, what did they do? Just Mila, without Tvila, right? So that means that Mila alone is sufficient for Geirus. Rabbi Yeshua says that no, they did Mila without Tvila, right? But we know from later on that Tvila is necessary for games, right? So what happened in Mitzrayim? Mila bala Tvila took off the Shem Orel as far as Korban Pesach, and that's all you need. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, to take off the Shem Orel for Korban Pesach, what do you need? And that's not enough just to take off, to remove the Orel, or the physical Orel. You have to remove the Kol Goyim, the status of Kol Goyim Areli. So it must be that they became Yisraeli, that they lost their status of Goyim in Mitzrayim, right? And that's how they were able to eat Korban Pesach. How do we know that? That by Korban Pesach, that you have to become a full-fledged Jew to eat Korban Pesach. That's from Toshu V'socha L'Yerchal Bol. Meila, since Molva Leitova, we dash from there, Molva Leitova cannot eat Korban Pesach, must be that in Mitzrayim, that they did Mila Utvila in Mitzrayim. That's how the Toshu Yerushalmi works out the whole sugya based on the Rabbeinu Nathanael. The Rashba I gave you, just gave you the Rashba, has a third teretz on this, Tasha. Rashba is by the drasha on Daf Ayin Aleph. Rashba says, Rabbi Akiva says, what do you need? There's a whole machlokes, how we darshin, Toshu V'socha Lo Yechal Bo. Machlokes Tanoim. The Gemara says, how does Rabbi Akiva darshin it? Lasuya Ger Shemo V'Leitovo. The Kosovar Eino Ger Achiyimol V'Yitvo. The Kasholi Im Kein Hainu Goy. Achopi Shemol Harehu Ka'orel. The Havolei Ka'arovi Mohu. So the Rashba asks, so if he's not a ger, achiyimol v'yitvol, according to Rabbi Akiva, he remains a goy. So he remains an orel. Why? Because he's like an aravi mohu. A goy who does bris milah, right? A goy who does bris milah still is a goy, right? He still is a goy. We know that. We know that. Aravi mohu, givoni mohu, right? And we'll learn that in the next sugya, the next part of the sugya. That he still has a status. He still has a status of a goy. So he's a full fledged goy in Aravi Mol. Today there are many goyim who do bris milah, right? They do circumcision, right? Even if they would do it, they would do it bekashrus. They still remain a full fledged goy, right? And if they want to be megaya, what do you have to do? Geshen is gaya kishehu mahu. He did a milah for health reasons. What do you have to do? Hatzavas Zambriyas, right? The Mila doesn't work. He means a full-fledged guy, and you have to do Hatzavas Zambriyas. So that's what the Rashba is. So Ger Shemol V'loi Toval, right? Ger Shemol, what do you need? A special pasuk. Toshu V'socha Lo Yechavo. He remains a full-fledged guy, right? So nothing really changed. So why do we need? So the Mimela, he's Bichlal Kolorim Lo Yechavo. He's bichlal kolorel if he's a full fledged goy. So the Rashba answers the lesser. The shani hocha de miloso l'shem yahadus. Afotisha lo nigmar geiruso mikol mochon far hischil v'nichnas ketsas bedat yehudis she'eno tzorich ela tfila. So the Rashba answers there's a big difference between aravi mohu and ger shemol v'leitova. A Ravi Mol is not doing it l'shem geirus, l'shem yahadus. But when the mila is done l'shem yahadus, as the first step in the geirus is not complete, but something was chal, v'hischil v'nichnas ksas b'das yehudis. As far as what? He says, ein otzorich el tvila. Right? Is there any other change? Anything else? So that's what, in other words, that's what the Rashba is saying. Why do we need, according to Rabbi Akiva, that you need Milo Tvila by the Gerus? So why do we need a special pasuk by Korban Pesach, Toshu V'socha Lo Yechavo? According to our Toshis, Rabbi Akiva learns from this pasuk that you need Milo Tvila for the Gerus. According to the Rashba, no, he doesn't learn it from this pasuk that you need Milo Tvila by the Gerus. He learns that a halacha by Korban Pesach. I might have thought that Mol V'Lo Tovah, although it's not a Geirus, and that we know separately that it's not a Geirus, I might have thought that should be sufficient for eating the Korban Pesach, because something was Chal, it was a Milo L'Shem Yadus, and even though the Geirus was not complete, V'ad Hitzchel V'Nichnas Chsas B'Das Yehudis, I would say, I would say that he's no longer called an Orel, and because I guess something of the Gavis has been chal already, Kormash Malon, that he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. Kormash Malon, he can. But what do you see from this Rashba? Right? That's why we need the Pasuk. Taishim Vesocha Lo Yoichavo, even though he's not, he's still a Goy, but something was chal in the Gavis. And that we'll have to see exactly. What was chal as far as the Gavis, so just throw out one point, a tshuva from the Binyan Tziyin. The Avnei Nezer holds this way as well. We know that Ben Noyach Sheshovas Chayiv Misa, right? A Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. What about a Ger Shemol V'loy Tova? We paskin that you need both the Mila and the Tvila, right? But he already did the Mila. He began the process of Gerus, but he didn't complete the process of Gerus, right? Is he allowed to keep Shabbos? Is he Mechuyev to keep Shabbos? So they're both the Binyan Tziyin, Rabbi Yaakov Eflinger, right? The Eflaner, and the Avnei Nezer, both hold that the Binyan Tziyin says certainly he's allowed to keep Shabbos. He's already not Bichlal Ben Noyach anymore. He's removed that status of Bnei Noyach, even though he's not yet a full-fledged Israel. But there was a Hascholas Nichnas Ksas Bidas Yehudis, right? That's a Hascholas of the process of Gerus, and this is the big shaiva, where the Molvolei Toval, the way we pass in La Halacha, that you need both Mila and Tvila, is it nothing? Is it nothing until you do the Tvila, and remains a full-fledged Ovo? Or do we say no? From this Rashba, we see that something was Chal. Something was Chal as far as what? We know as far we might have thought in terms of Korban Pesach, that something was chal in the Gerus and that he could eat Korban Pesach. Komash Malon, Toshev Esochir Lo Yerchalba. That's the Gzeres HaKos. What about as far as any other halachas or something chal? So that's what the Binyan Tziyan wants to say, that once he does Gris Mila and he's no longer Bichlal Ben Noyach, right? So he's allowed to keep Shabbos, and possibly he says he's even Mechuyev to keep Shabbos. Even Mechuyev. And the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva as well, where he wants to say a tremendous chiddush that he is Mechuyev to keep Shabbos in that period of time between the Mila and the Tvila. He has to keep Shabbos. You can't use him as a Shabbos goy anymore. He has a chiyuv of keeping Shabbos, because there is a period of time, the Gemara says, between the Mila and the Tvila. You wait until Achi Yisrape, until the Mila is healed before he does the Tvila, right? So he wants to say he's Mechuyev Kip Shabbos, and the Avnei Nezer proves it. He proves it from Shabbos in Mora. Right? When was Shabbos given to Klal Yisrael? Already in Mora. Right? When did Mora take place? When were they in Mora?
Between
the Mila and the Tvila. The Mila was in Mitzrayim, the Tvila was at Har Sinai, Mora was right after Yam Suf, and they were given the Mitzvah Shabbos. He says that was the original Gerus of Klal Yisrael. They were given Shabbos after Bris Mila, right? Before the Tvila, right? So he wants to say a Chiddush that therefore by every Ger, once he does Mila, he is chayiv in Shabbos, even though he hasn't completed the Gerus, right? Now the Rashba is not saying that. The Rashba is saying something was chal. He's not going so far to say that molvalei toval, that he's chayiv in Shabbos, as long as he did the mila l'shem gevus, l'shem yahadus. But based on this Rashba, we see there is some kind, that the Rashba at least told, there's some kind of a chalois in the mila alone. Not everyone holds on that. We'll see. There's a big machlekes among the achronim about this. There's a stipler on it. There's nachiyah, nor sameach about it. This is one of the key issues in terms of the sugi of molvoloi Tov. Yes.
So, but
that means
the alumnis would argue on
Yeah. The other name is going like the pashtus of the Gemara, right? That the tefila in Hazor v'loy tefila, there was no tefila, the tefila took place at the time of Matan Torah. Right? So the it's a very big chiddush, the Avnei Neis. I don't think we don't paskin that way la halacha, but the Avnei Neis and the Binyan, but the Binyan Tzion wants to say that there's no issur on the guy keeping Shabbos. Right? This could be a very serious shaila in terms of a ger, because a prospect of ger in the process of the gerus, right? Because he knows he's the bezdin tells him you have to do some malacha on Shabbos. So what happens after the mila if you can't, let's say, he has a few weeks between the mila and the tefila, right? Does he have to do some malacha on Shabbos? Or maybe he's not even allowed to do a malacha on Shabbos. Okay, I'll give you the truth of the eventually the truth of the Binyan Tzion and the Avnei Neis. I'll show you inside the truth. So just so this Rashba is a third teretz, right? The Rashba is the third possible teretz on Rabbi Akiva. So we have Tosha says Rabbi Akiva learns from the Pasuk Tosha, so basically he holds that Mol Veloy Toval is not a gerus. But how do you know that? You know it from the Pasuk Tosha V'Sochel Lo Yerchal Bo. The Taisus Yeshonim says that from here we learn that Mol Veloy Toval is not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. Right? He's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So how in Mitzrayim were they able to eat Korban Pesach? They must have done Mila and Tvila in Mitzrayim. What? Taisus doesn't really. It's very very close. And it's just that Taisus doesn't talk about Mitzrayim. So how in Mitzrayim were they able to eat Korban Pesach? You're right. They are very very similar. He adds on this nekuda that in Mitzrayim because he learns that the whole sugya is revolving around Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. Right, and that's where Rabbi Akiva comes along, and he says, "No, that you need." In Tosha V'Socha, you see that there has to be a gerus. Mova leitova cannot eat korban pesach. In Mitzrayim, they must have done tefil. Tosha doesn't deal with that at all. And then, according to the Rashba, we learn out from here that mova leitova is not a gerus that we know separately. We're not learning it in the pasuk Tosha V'Socha lo yerchalbo. But you might think that Mol Veloy Toval, since there's some kind of Hatzcholah, some kind of Hatzcholah Tagerus through that Mila L'Shem Yadus, so you might think that that he could eat Korban Pesach. Could eat Korban Pesach. He no longer has a Shem Orel, possibly, that's what happens. Kamash Molon, that no. He still cannot eat Korban Pesach. And based on what? Tosha V'Socha Lo Yerchalbo. So that's what. But from here, from this Rashi, we see that he held anyway that there's some kind of molvaleitov of something is chal in terms of the gerus, even though the gerus was not nigma. We saw that in Taisus Yeshanim, that loshin also according to Rabbi Yeshua, right? And Rabbi Yeshua also said that with mila alone they weren't Yehudim gemurim. But apparently something might have been chal. And then we'll have to discuss another issue. We're not going to discuss it now. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, right, that mila below tvila is a gerus. According to Rabbi Yeshua, tvila below mila is a gerus. Right? So what does that mean? Does that mean that all they hold all a ger has to do is just the mila? Kabbalah mitzvahs, of course, you need. And the Mila, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no requirement at all of Tvila, not even Lechatchila, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, all you have to do is just the Tvila without a requirement of Mila, even Lechatchila, or are they saying that this is what is Ma'akev in the Gerus, right? What's Ma'akev? But maybe both of them agree, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree, that Lechatchila, you really should do both the Mila and the tefila lechatchila, and then if there is such a din that you should do it lechatchila, what kind of halacha is that you have to, you should do it lechatchila? Mechayve gerus is a chalois. Gerus is like it's. Rebbech there in Birkas Shmuel calls it. He refers to it as a kinyan. He uses the lashon. It's a chalois gerus. So what kind of halacha is there that there should be, if there is a din lechatchila to do both mila and tefila, even though according to Rabbi Lezer the geris can be chal with the mila alone without the, according to Rabbi Yeshua can be chal with the tefila alone without the mila. So what kind of din is it that you should do the, you should do both of them lechatchila? Okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow we'll start off with the Ramban. Okay. I think that's right. This is nitty gritty. So you have to go through this to understand, but yeah, to understand the work out the sugya. But we'll get into the Ramban. The Rambam places increases. The Rambam b'nei keturah tomorrow. Mila b'nei keturah, and the Ramban. The rest of these Maramakas, I'll give you more Maramakas tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll probably get into the next part of the sugya, the Chachomi of Yimov Yitzchak. Okay?
Lady Tzadik, Rabbi Akiva, both of them need to be a complete Jew.
That's right. These are your complete Jews.